Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, Jotham Down Store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Hello, this is Dick Huddleston again. Well, radio station VPR is really humming today. That's because those super salesmen, Lum, Abner, Grandpap, and Cedric, each sold an hour's time to four different Pine Ridge businessmen. And the trouble is, they each sold the same hour. And that puts Lum, the station's president, on the spot. But he has an idea, he claimed. And he'd better have, because it's time now for the four shows to go on the air.
Oh, my goodness, look what time it is. Right now, 7 o'clock. Time we're supposed to go on the air. Ulysses, you better get over there to the generator and get ready to start cranking.
Okay.
You know how to work it now, don't you?
Yeah, I know, okay.
I showed him how long.
All right, now the rest of you get around the microphone here. Come on, Cedric, Grandpap.
Let's see now, where'd I put them dead blame scripts?
Them what, Abner?
Scripts.
The word is script, Abner. That's this junk we're going to read here.
Oh, Lum, are you sure this idea of yours is going to work?
Well, it's the only thing I could figure out. And even if it ain't the right idea, it's too late to do anything about it now.
Yeah, but ain't them four sponsors going to be mad when they find out they all got the same time?
Well, what else could I do? You fellas all sold them the same time.
Well, you did, too. Sold Moe's Moots this 7 to 8 o'clock time.
Well, we ain't got time to argue about it now. It's 7 o'clock. Get set, everybody.
Hey, Cedric, heist yourself a little over to the left. I can't see the microphone back here.
Have you got the chimes all set, Abner?
Yeah, that's what I got these skillets hung up here for. I'm going to bang on them.
I wondered what them things was
for. Yeah, that's the chimes.
All right, quiet, everybody. All right, let her go, Ulysses. All right, Abner.
The voice of Pine Ridge is on the air.
This is station VPR, broadcasting frequently from our main studios located on the main floor of the elegant Jotham Down Store, overlooking scenic Main Street in the heart of downtown Pine Ridge. And this is Lum Eddard, the announcer that grins while he talks, bringing you the first in a series of a one-hour program entitled The Moe's Moots Barbershop, Ira Hodgkin's Liver Stable, and Ed Beckley Drugstore, Caleb Weehunt Blacksmith Shop Hour. Featuring the Moe's Moots Barbershop, Ira Hodgkin's Liver Stable, Ed Beckley Drugstore, Caleb Weehunt Blacksmith Shop play actors in Love Comes to Gilbert, the Boy Trapper. Starring Cedric Weehunt as Gilbert.
No, there is no relation between the actors in this play and human beings dead or alive. The whole thing is strictly a coincidence.
The opening scene opens in the froze north where Gilbert is walking along with a weasel which he has trapped. He sees a deserted cabin and wonders who is in it. Stealthy, he enters the door, and to his horror, he sees a beautiful girl with yellow curls tied to a chair. He throws down the weasel and rushes in. Bravely, he exclaims,
Mom.
Read right here, Sandy.
Oh, you poor maiden, are you in distress? Who has did this to you?
Lum, do I have to take this part of a woman?
Of course you do, Abner. You're the girl hero. You're Zsa Zsa Peabody.
Doggies. I do not know. I was whopped on the head at the time.
I will quickly untie you. Oh, but it is too dark. I cannot see to do it. Do you have a flashlight?
Yes, Gilbert, I have a dandy. I bought it at Ed Beckley's drugstore, located one block south of the Jotham Down store. It is a two-battery adjustable beam flashlight in black or red plastic case, complete with bulb at the unbelievable low price of 98 cents.
Well, I do know.
Also, genuine pig bristle toothbrushes, automatic orange squeezers, and assorted flavored bath salts in a big 5-pound economy bag. On sale this week, don't miss it.
I won't.
Oh, untie me quickly, and let us make our getaway from here, for here comes the varmint that tied me up, mean black Dan.
Aha! So you're trying to escape from me. A lucky thing I got here when I did. I never would have made it in this icy weather if I hadn't had my horse shod at Caleb Weehunt's first-class blacksmith.
Hold it, Grandpap, hold it. There's a dead blame phone. We're going to have to do something about that, Abner. Yeah. Tell the radio audience to wait a minute.
Yeah, stand by, folks. A program will go on in just a second.
Hello, jot them down, Storm.
Can't have a phone in the Northwoods.
Oh, what is it, Caleb? Yeah, I know you bought this time, but you see, Ed Beckley... Well, if you'd have just listened a little longer, your ad's coming up right now. Yeah, but Caleb, you see, Ed Beckley paid us as much as... Well, Granny, you don't want to do that, Caleb. Your own boy is the hero of this show. He's Gilbert. It don't, huh? Well, all right, then, if that's the way you feel about it. All right, goodbye.
What happened, Long?
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now listening to the Mose Moots, Ed Beckley, Ira Hodgkins Hour. And tomorrow night, don't be surprised if you hear a new Gilbert. All right, go on, Grandpa. I believe you had the last line there.
Yeah, let's see here now. Oh, yeah. I never would have made it in this icy weather if I hadn't had my horse shod.
You can leave that out now. Jump down to the next line.
How's that, Lum?
Caleb ain't a sponsor no more.
I don't blame him much. Let's see. I never would have made it in this icy weather.
That's out now, Grandpa.
Oh, yeah.
Abner, you read your next line.
Oh, Gilbert. Save me from this demon-eyed villain.
Have no fears, maiden. I will save you from his clutches, and we will flee in the buggy I have rented from Irie Hodgkin's liver stable on the west side of the street facing the Jot-'em-Down store. I got one of these luxurious four-passenger jobs now available at the new low picnic rate. Get yours today from Madman Hodgkin's.
I will. I'll go to the Hodgkin's convenient location and hire one of them speedy sulkies now available and overtake you. No matter where you go, I'll find you. Remember, Hodgkin's buggies cover the world.
Oh, is there no escape from this demon-eyed villain? Hold it, hold it. There's the phone again, Lom.
Goddammit. After this, we'll have to disconnect this thing.
Just a minute, folks.
Hello, Jot-'em-Down store. Oh, well, how's it coming in, Ed? Well, yeah, I was going to tell you about Ira Hodgkin's being on the same... Well, I know you paid for the time, but you heard your ad, didn't you? And you got another one coming up. Well, I know, Ed, but... Well, yeah, but... Well, all right. Sure. Goodbye.
What did Ed say?
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Mose Moots Irie Hodgkin's Hour. We bring you the second act of Love Comes to Gilbert, the Boy Trapper, the first in a series of a one-hour program. On with the show.
Well, go on. Doggies, I'm lost. I don't know where we are.
Oh, well, just pick it up anywhere there.
I never would have made it in this icy weather if I hadn't have had my horse shod at Caleb Weehunt.
I know we're past that, Grandpa.
Yes, skip down to that part where Gilbert and a girl are escaping.
Yeah, gallop of horse's hoof.
Oh, yeah, wait a minute. All right, now.
Get up.
Oh, Gilbert, you are so brave and fearless to rescue me from that demon-eyed villain. That surely was a close shave.
Oh, thank you. I always get a close shave at Mr. Mose Moots' high-class barber shop. He is an experienced man with the razor and don't hardly never, ever cut you hardly at all much. He is a good man on haircuts, too, specializing in both square and round types, like mine. Give your wife a rest and let Mose cut your hair.
Yes, and I can always tell when you have been to Mose Moots's. By the way, you smell.
No, Abner, you're reading that wrong. It's supposed to be, I can always tell when you've been to Mose Moots's by the way you smell.
Oh, yeah. I think that was the telephone again, Lon.
Uh-oh. All right. Hold everything.
I can always tell when you've been to Mose Moots's.
Oh, what is it, Irie?
Right away. Oh.
Well, now, Irie, I can explain all of that. Yeah, but you see, Mose Moots paid for a full... Well, Ira, let me explain. Well, all right, that's the way you feel about it. Goodbye.
Did Ira?
Yes, he did. Uh-huh. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Mose Moots Hour, the first in a series of a one-hour program brought to you by station VPR. All right, now let's see, where was we at?
Gilbert just got a haircut.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, let's do that part over again.
Yeah, cut his hair again.
Yeah, it looks like Mose is the only one who's satisfied with the program. Go ahead, Gilbert.
Yes, Mom. I always get a close shave at Mr. Mose Mutz's barbershop. He is an experienced man with a razor and don't hardly
There's
never
ever... There's a phone again, I believe, Mom.
Yeah, Dad, blame. Hold it, Santa.
Everybody in town called.
Hello. Oh, howdy, Mose. Well, how are you enjoying it?
Oh, I bet he loves it.
Well, now, wait a minute, Mose. He does not.
Oh.
Well, I don't see what's wrong with that. You don't hardly ever cut nobody, but... Oh, well, Abner just read that line wrong. Yeah. Yeah, but Mose... Yeah. No. All right.
Him, too?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, due to circumstances over which things has got out of control, you have just heard the last of a series of a one-hour program.